presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
April 19, 1105 America, New York, Ukraine forms Internet Army to pressure Western firms in Russia. The government's Ministry of Digital Transformation has organized what it calls its Internet Army to shame Western companies, with messages like, stop cooperating with the aggressor country.
Global economy.
April 19, 1055 America, New York, central bankers should think twice before pressing the brake even harder. The war against Ukraine has brought a new negative supply shock on top of the old one.
Daily FX market news.
April 19, 1030 America, New York, Japanese yen technical analysis, USD, JPY, EUR, JPY, GBP, JPY, AUD, JPY. The yen meltdown has continued and this morning showed another leap lower for the JPY, but which pairs are most attractive for continuation and which are prone to pullbacks?
Global economy. April 19, 1030 America, New York. Emerging markets risk financial distress as rates begin to rise, IMF warns. Heavy borrowing in dollars and euros, coupled with surge in food and energy prices, hits public finances.
Daily FX market news.
April 19, 1030 America, New York. IMF Global Financial Stability Report pinpoints risks tied to Ukraine war, inflation. The IMF released its Global Financial Stability Report on Tuesday, which highlighted the war in Ukraine as a threat to the global financial system.
New York Times Business.
April 19, 10 o'clock America, New York, Better.com announces more layoffs, citing mortgage market turbulence. The mortgage lender cut its staff again after firings in December and March, including one conducted on a mass Zoom call. Better.com is laying off more employees, but this time the affected workers will get individual phone calls.
Armstrong Economics.
April 19, 9:53 America, New York. Private blog. Will crude reach $230 by 2023? Private blog. Will crude reach $230 by 2023? Private blog posts are exclusively available to Socrates subscribers. To sign up for Socrates or to learn more, please visit ask-socrates.com.
Daily FX Market News.
April 19th. 9:40 America, New York, IMF lowers growth for 2022 and 2023, cites risks to Ukraine conflict, inflation. The IMF sees further risks to the Ukraine conflict and inflation, resulting in lower growth forecasts for the global economy. Inflation forecasts revised upwards.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
April 19, 9:39 America, New York, are buybacks signaling a stock market top? The most legitimate criticism of stock buybacks, which now eclipse dividends in dollar terms, is that corporate executives are awful market timers.
Global economy.
April 19, 9:34 America, New York, energy chiefs warn of truly horrific autumn for British households. Bosses call for more government help as they express concerns up to 40% of Britons face fuel poverty from October.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
April 19, 9:27 America, New York, defense stocks Ukraine premium needs handling with caution. While the war has raised prospects of higher military spending, defense valuations are high and tend to deflate a few months after the start of a conflict.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
April 19, 9:16 America, New York, New York Times appoints Joseph Kahn executive editor. The New York Times said Joseph Kahn will serve as its next executive editor, taking over a newsroom that has grown significantly in size and complexity in recent years. BBC News Business.
April 19, 9:04 America, New York, UK set for slowest growth in G7 as Ukraine war hits global economy. The Ukraine war will severely set back global growth with the UK hit harder than most, the IMF says.
BBC News, Business.
April 19, 9:04 America, New York, UK set for slowest growth in G7 as Ukraine war hits global economy. The Ukraine war will severely set back global growth with the UK hit harder than most, the IMF says.
New York Times Business. April 19, 9 o'clock America, New York. Climate change risks get the attention of real estate investors. They are thinking more seriously about flooding, but a lack of established standards for assessing development projects is challenging their efforts. To mitigate the risk of flooding, West Edge Street in Charleston, South Carolina, was raised several feet higher than required during the development of the land.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
April 19, 9 o'clock America, New York, Biden administration restores stricter environmental reviews. The Biden administration is restoring environmental standards for approving new pipelines, highways, power plants, and other construction projects, including requiring consideration of how they might affect climate change.
New York Times Business.
April 19, 9 o'clock America, New York. World economic outlook dims as war and pandemic cast a pall. The International Monetary Fund's New World Economic Outlook expects growth to slow to 3.6% this year. The group is one of many to slash their forecasts recently. Ukrainian refugees waited to sign up for temporary residence permits in Brussels.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
April 19, 7:34 America, New York. Travelers' profit jumps. The property casualty insurer reported net income of $1.02 billion. Up 39%.
BBC News Business.
April 19, 7:25 America, New York. Energy firms urge more help for people struggling with bills. Four major energy firms warn more people will struggle to pay energy bills unless the government intervenes.
BBC News Business.
April 19, 7:25 America, New York. Energy firms urge more help for people struggling with bills. Four major energy firms warn more people will struggle to pay energy bills unless the government intervenes. BBC News Business.
April 19, 5:58 America, New York. Fridge freezer prices up by 30%, says retail boss. White goods prices are up a third since last year and set to climb higher, says appliances direct boss.
Digital Finance.
April 19, 5:49 America, New York. Al Rajhi Bank goes digital in Malaysia. The bank is launching a standalone digital business to get ahead of the upcoming wave of neobanks. The post Al Rajhi Bank goes digital in Malaysia appeared first on Digital Finance.
BBC News, Business.
April 19, 5:39 America, New York. Fridge freezer prices up by 30%, says retail boss. White goods prices are up a third since last year and set to climb higher, says appliances direct boss.